Now it's time for Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party.
Kia ora, Tracy. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Jimena. Sorry, my voice is still not great, though.
Oh, no, still coming out of the sickness.
Yeah.
Oh,
need
dear.
Need to be quiet more.
All right, well, we'll get into it then, and hopefully we don't exhaust you by the end of it. So at New Zealand First election convention in Auckland on Sunday, party leader Winston Peters announced that if the party is part of the next government, then a referendum will be initiated about whether Māori seats in Parliament should be abolished, as he believes the existence of such seats sends a terrible message. Can you explain what this terrible message is?
The one that Winston was talking about was about that Māori somehow needs special treatment. And I think in the example that he gave was Buck Shelford, and he said, you know, Buck Shelford has never said, please don't tackle me softer because I'm a Māori. And so he was using that sort of an analogy that there's no longer the need for the Māori seats in our view, because MMP has arrived. The original reason why the Māori seats were there is no longer there. So that was what he was saying.
So since that announcement, Māori Party leader Marama Fox has said that the seats can only be removed when equality is achieved for Māori in New Zealand society. So does New Zealand First believe this is something that doesn't need to be achieved first, or that it has already been achieved?
Well, no, you couldn't say that it's already been achieved. I mean, Māori are still terribly overrepresented in many of our negative statistics, so no, that certainly couldn't be said. With regard to, I mean, Martima's made her comments, and those are Martima's comments. They're not, you know, you'd have to ask her about them. With regard to New Zealand First, the Māori seats have been in place since 1867, I believe, and actually Māori statistics are getting worse. So there doesn't seem to be any connection between a positive outcome, because there's seven Māori seats, and actually what the government's responsibility is to address the inequities for Māori.
So you're saying removing these seats will address those inequities?
What we're saying is that under the democratic system that we have, that there's no longer a requirement for the Māori seat. Only Marama Fox has told you that they are connected to the welfare of Māori. There are more Māori that have been elected inside the New Zealand Parliament today than those that are elected only from the Māori seat. Our party alone has five who are of Māori descent. So, and there's only, you know, there's seven Māori seats, and there's already five people not from those seats who are of Māori descent who are elected. Only Marama Fox is telling you that their current inequities are attached to the Māori seat. Nobody else is.
No, it's not just Marama Fox. We've also got other people who've been very critical of this as well. And another criticism that I've read is that there is a distinction between those of Māori descent, as you say, who are, yeah, definitely well represented in Parliament, and those who actually represent Māori. They are kaupapa Māori MPs. So that's the distinction, that those two can't necessarily be conflated. Does Paula Bennett, for example, or Simon Bridges, do they both represent totally in the way that they go about their actions within Parliament? Do they fully represent Māori? And I read a lot of criticism that says, well, no, not all those who are of Māori descent in Parliament do that.
So are we saying there's different classes of Māori?
Well, that's the whole point of having these Māori seats, is it not? That it guarantees space for kaupapa Māori MPs to enter Parliament.
So Pitapara Oni, who comes from a kaupapa Māori background, but didn't come through a Māori seat, is he less of a Māori than Marama Fox?
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying here, is that Marama Fox has also said herself earlier this week that it's not just Māori running in these Māori seats, that they kind of go back and forward, as do voters, that they might go back and forth between the Māori role and the general role, that's not actually the point, but that these guarantee those kaupapa Māori MPs in Parliament.
Well, we don't happen to agree with that. So that would be that. And I guess that Marama, if she has in a binding referendum, she would have a vote just like I have a vote.
Mm. But something else she also told us earlier this week, though, she was saying that this is vote grabbing by Winston. but also that possibly if we do get it to a referendum and for all of New Zealanders to decide that to decide on this issue, that actually a lot of New Zealanders or a lot of non-Māori New Zealanders aren't actually au fait with this tragic past of mistreatment of Māori, therefore they won't vote in favour of keeping these Māori seats. So how about letting Māori decide whether they're abolished or not? Is that you don't think that's a good idea?
Well, we had this conversation at caucus, and you've seen a statement by Winston Peters coming out today. We went around this conversation. This is not a new policy for New Zealand First. Can I first say that? This has been something that we've been committed to for a number of years. And also, it's strangely enough, the National Party has also run this policy, and so has the ACT Party. But with regard to referendum, a binding referendum, Winston has come out today and said quite clearly that the decision that was made by caucuses, that it would be for every New Zealander to have this conversation. And we've committed before to having an 18-month discussion before we go into a binding referendum so that people can be fully informed. I find it very interesting. What I'm most interested in is that people have automatically assumed that the country would vote to remove the seats. Now, I know that that's what I don't believe that those seats are any longer necessary, but I'm only one vote. And I believe what I'm hearing from you is that if you had an opportunity to cast a vote here, that you are more likely to cast a vote in favour of the retention of those seats. So was my taxi driver, so are other pākehā that I've been speaking to. Why do we assume that the country is going to vote to actually remove those seats?
So you believe there's evidence of a huge number of New Zealanders who will vote to keep the seats?
Well, I don't believe it's a fait accompli. And what I'm interested in is the fact that Marama Fox has instantly decided that New Zealand is full of racists, and so therefore they're all going to vote against seats if she can convince them that Māori require those seats and still require those seats, that somehow, because the mass majority of the country are racist, that they're just going to wipe them out. I find that a very interesting starting point from Ms. Fox.
Okay, so you're proposing that there is this national conversation that is had before a referendum is to take place. I'm wondering, will a key part of that conversation be about talking about how Māori seats are actually an expression of the treaty partnership between Māori and the Crown, which protect Māori interests in the electoral system and allow Māori to participate as Māori in what is arguably an overall Western system, not about achieving equal representation for Māori? I mean, I think, is it about addressing that misconception?
Where did you get that from? Where did that whole little statement that you just read out come from?
That was a question that I formed from several sources of people who are saying that is a misconception that exists. It's not about achieving,
it's not about democracy, it's about a treaty right.
That's
what we're saying. Okay,
yes.
All right. Well, then I would imagine, because we've always said with binding referendum that there needs to be an 18-month conversation so that people are fully informed, that I would only imagine that information would also be put before the New Zealand public.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying that you'll look at that when you're considering how to present the arguments around this issue?
Well, we wouldn't be running the referendum because that would be bias. You don't have a political party who's had a policy, for example, who then to run the referendum themselves. You have to hand it to an independent body, because any referendum must be run only on the basis of information and facts given to the voters without political bias, so that they can actually vote on it. That's the point of having a binding referendum, is to provide the information to the public and the public decide.
We do also have a comment from Shane Jones from earlier this month, though, a newly minted New Zealand First candidate himself. He said on the Hui earlier this month that Māori seats should continue to exist as long as people of Māori extraction remain on them and want them to continue. So even there is a member of your own party who's saying that they should exist.
Well, and there's other members of our party that have argued against, who've said that either they should still exist or they should only be removed when Māori decide that they should be removed. But at the end of the day, they are members of the party, and that's what happens. We're not all clones. We don't run in a dictatorship. We all have a view and an opinion, But the majority of the caucus, this is where, and the majority of the party, this is where the policy fell. And I know that Shane has made other comments only in the last 24 to 48 hours, saying that he has no issue with the current position of New Zealand First, Te Tapara only. While I have no doubt I know how Pitta would vote in a binding referendum, he also said he argued a perspective, but he respects the position of where the party fell.
And just to sort of backtrack a little, sorry, my notes didn't update on my iPad, classic sort of digital issues, but I do actually have a quote from Dr. Maria Barg from Victoria University, who teaches Māori politics herself. She said herself, people fixate on whether we're a minority or not, and whether, therefore, according to our population, we have equivalent numbers in Parliament. That's not actually the issue at all, and I think that's where the conversation goes pear-shaped. The treaty reaffirmed our tino rangatiratanga. We don't have exactly what was guaranteed to us in the treaty, but the 7 Māori seats are a very minimal expression of that tino rangatiratanga at a parliamentary level. So there is that, and there's also other sort of evidence that I found earlier this morning of people saying that.
Well, that's people's opinion, and that's exactly the sort of thing that you have come out in a discussion as you lead up to a binding referendum. So that's their view, and they're entitled to their view. Other people have another view.
Mm. All right, well, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today, Tracy.
Okay, Tamina, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party. The Wire.